All right, I hear you got stories to tell. Talk to me.
I do. And, you know, as always, we always try to protect the innocent when we have these conversations. But I know I'm not going to be able to protect this one too well, mainly because, it's my mom. So anybody can look that up and find out. Today, we did some minor construction in the house where we filled in a portion of our living room with a flooring so that she didn't have to step down and possibly have a fall risk.
Okay,
and
cool.
And so what was cool about it, Barry, is first of all, I was not very keen to do it. I found out about that my mom had decided to do it like less than 24 hours before it happened.
Wow.
So my mind was basically, I don't know how this is going to work because they claimed they were going to do it in a day. So it turned out they did do it in a day, but
because she used to have like a sunken den.
It's like
she?
A like sunken thing. Yeah. You know, she's getting up there in age and you don't want to have these kind of steps with off of it. So it made sense. And my spidey sense was going off like something wrong, but it turned out okay. But what was really cool about it is I have a camera situated in the house for the living room. And so it was like watching HDTV. So they came in, kind of went through it. You know, I could slow it down. At the times I would come back to it and look at it. I could speed it up and make sure it had, you know, if I was looking at it out in past when it was already happening. And they did it in a day. They definitely did. But I have video now that actually could go on HDTV and go, you know, are you fixing a sunken living room? Well, here's how it happened. Probably could have made money on YouTube or something like that. So yeah, it was kind of crazy to watch. And there's some things to talk about there, but you know, it's just really weird that I had my own HDTV in my house. So very cool to watch.
That's pretty cool. That is very cool. I mean, we got to capture these stories. Everybody's going to run into this at some point in time or something like it, you know?
Yeah. You know, I feel like there's lessons I learned. I'm still kind of processing them a little bit, but when you're doing construction in a house where you have a loved one who is not mobile, there are things you don't think of.
Yeah.
Like, where is she going to be during this whole time?
Right. Is it going to last several days?
Is this going to last several days? The noise. My house is set up in a way that she can't cut off her room from the noise. So she was hearing everything they did.
Yeah.
From all the country music they played to all the hammer hits they made, all the sawing they did, you know, to a point she called me 3 or 4 times and said, you know, when's this going to be over? I said, well, first of all, you did this. And next of all, I can see that they're going and they're doing pretty well. She said, how can you see that? I said, I have cameras. You know, I have cameras. He forgets I have cameras all the time. It was just interesting to be in that kind of situation remotely watching it back and forth. And, you know, we did some work on a door too. So it was an interesting day that, and, you know, and then the unexpected happened and my internet service went down. So I'm trying to look at that and do with that. So, you know, alternatives for having backups for internet service. I think I tried them all today, from my MiFi to an actual MiFi I have from AT&T that has a little bit more capacity on it. To thinking about, well, maybe I should have got that T-Mobile set up where I could pay $30 a month for an alternative line, all that stuff. So that's a lot of stories there.
A lot of stuff there. So that was at your house today?
Yeah. That outage lasted from 2 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
I made
through. You're not going to call out the provider by any chance, right?
No, I'm not going to do that. But anybody knows where I live, that was just one choice. So. Uh-huh. And it doesn't start with S. So there we go. But anyway, so yeah, so I had an interesting day today.
Sounds like it. My goodness. Well, I had, you know, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk through it again for our listeners. But I had an interesting experience the other day when I was going to upgrade my dad's phone. And not, I mean, physically hardware upgrade my dad's phone, because he called me a couple times this past week and he was telling me that his icons were moving around on their own. And I didn't quite, I'm just going to say, I didn't quite believe him at first, because I'm thinking, how did that happen? You know, what would cause that? And why all of a sudden is that going on? And we talked through some things, and I actually was able to watch him do some things for over FaceTime on the thing. And I really came down to, I believe the digitizer in the phone is going bad. I saw several things he was doing, the things that I try to do, and it was doing weird things. And I said, all right, this is an old phone. It's like an iPhone 12 or something, and it needed to be upgraded. So I went up to see him, and I had a 13 that I had recently passed on from up to, I just upgraded my own, so I still had one around. So I said, tell you what, I'll go up there, and I'll go ahead and get him moved over to that one. And the whole time I'm driving up the highway, I am thinking to myself, you know, iOS 26 is out, and it's probably going to make me upgrade to that. And I really don't want to do that. I want to keep him where he's at because I'm going out of town.
I see this coming our way. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to go out of town for a week, and I don't want to field calls about a new version of the operating system while I'm gone. I get there, and I sit down with him and tell him what I'm about to do. I'm going to take his guts of his old phone and move it over to the new phone. And, you know, it's a pretty straightforward process. If anybody out there has done that, it's basically, I don't know, wiping the new phone or getting it to the point where it's got the hello screen. And I had to do that because I had a previous operating system on there or previous data on it. Got it there and got ready to go. And you go, hello, you log into the thing and you answer a few questions. And then you set it beside the phone that you're transferring data from. And Apple has this neat little process to do this, but it'll essentially, after a few clicks here and there, it'll go ahead and start moving your data over. Well, here's the thing. When I started that, it said the phone you're going to hasn't got an up to date operating system on it. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade you to the proper thing. Well, what it did was it automatically upgraded that phone to iOS 26. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah, because it just came out a few days ago.
It really just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't really want to do it, but I did it anyway. Well, the thing is, I let it go, and it started downloading the new operating system. And it went, and it went, and it never really came back. It kind of just got stuck. So I'm like, okay, what's going on with that? I watched it for a while and let it go for the longest time. And then eventually I said, you know what? This is not working. Something's broken. So I rebooted the phone. Usually that'll get you back to where you started. Well, I tried that, tried to reboot it and get into the thing, and it would never let me in. It would pop up to the hello screen, and it would ask me for a PIN code, and then it would close itself down again. And it just went into this loop. Even if you turned it off and turned it back on, it would still be in this loop. So I'm thinking, what is going on with this thing? And I was just about to use a different phone that we had nearby, another iPhone 12 I was thinking I can just move him over to that. It'd be okay. And then the bright idea called hit me that, hey, you could call Apple support and find out what's going on with this.
They're actually really good.
They are amazing, actually. So I happened to have my laptop with me, and I just contacted Apple support through the laptop, and we had a chat session with the person there. And they guided me through something that's called DFU, which is the Direct Firmware Update. And it was interesting for sure. And the first thing you had to do is you had to do this little sequence of button presses between the volume buttons and the side button. It felt like you were about to go attack the big boss on a video game because of, you know, up, down, hold it for this many seconds. And hold this one for this many seconds.
Laughing because this reminds me so much of television shows I had where you have to pull the desk out, kick it inside, turn on the red light, and pull down the third book on the fifth shelf.
Exactly. So, yeah. Very much like that. So I went through that process and they guided me through it. Ended up having to go grab a different cable because the cable I was using wasn't quite up to snuff. I had to grab an Apple cable to make it all happen. But eventually it got to the point where it was in this mode. My Mac saw it and could talk to it. And then my Mac went and downloaded iOS 26 to it, and then it took that image and then it placed it on this new phone. And all of that finally worked out. It took a little while, but it was relatively straightforward once you knew what to do. And then we went back and started the process again, and literally took 10 minutes. Once everything was cool, the process took 10 minutes. And luckily, and the amazing thing for me here is my dad did not seem to care that it was iOS 26. I thought he would freak out because the icons looked a little different or there were things that were just a little bit odd to me on it. He didn't pay any attention. He's got like five or six apps that he uses on a regular basis. We walked through a couple of things there, logged him in to like his Ring cameras and a few things like that. And he was fine. He was amazingly fine with it. And in fact, I haven't heard anything phone related since we've done that. So I believe that the digitizer was bad in that old phone and that this cured it, whatever it is. But he seems to be fine with it. I'm knocking on wood and marble and sheetrock and everything I can.
Too for you. You don't see my hands. I'm already knocking on stuff because I know we jinx it. But, yeah, you know, but, one of the things about that new OS, because it's got some fairly significant visual changes on it. I'm glad your dad didn't have any problems with it. Actually, it took me a while to get used to it. And maybe, you know, people like you and I who are paying attention to detail, we get thrown. But you can turn off some of the stuff. There's actually some settings that you can reduce transparency on it and make it look kind of like the old one, you know, with some of the new features still there. So, you know, look for that. There's always like, I think we'll throw a little stab on how to do that in the show notes, just for anybody who might be having that problem.
For sure. And you know, and it's funny, there are some little subtle differences. So like I haven't loaded it onto my phone yet, but I have loaded it onto my iPad. So I have iPad OS 26 and I like it. It looks great. It's wonderful. But I had a friend of the show call me the other day and say, hey, something's odd. I loaded iPad OS on my 26 on my iPad. And when I go into mail now, in portrait mode, you used to would see a full screen version of an email. And then when you you could pull in from the side or hit something on the side and you'd get this, the menu of the available emails would come across the left-hand side. You'd pick one and it would go full screen again. It doesn't do that anymore in iPad OS. So you don't automatically get the full screen version of it if you happen to be in portrait when you're reading them. And I did a little search and ran, found out, yep, sure enough, they changed it. It doesn't work that way anymore. If you want a full screen when you have to pick the email that you want, double click on it and it'll open up full screen. And there you can trash it and it'll go away, or you can in my case, since I had windowing turned on, I could hit the little red X button in the top left-hand corner and it would go away. But we learned something there. I didn't realize that had gone away. And a friend of the show noticed a totally different thing too, because he wasn't in windowing mode. It had a slightly different behavior, but we worked through it on the phone and got past it really quickly. So it was awesome. This brings me back to a behavior that
caretakers need to do. You need to try the OS first.
Absolutely. And that was my intention.
Yeah, yeah.
But it turned out I didn't have to. So, you know, hey, what are you going to do?
There's pretty good support on that kind of stuff. And so, yeah. And the other lesson is that Apple support is terrific. And they've got lots of new ways they can help people. Some pretty obvious ones now. So, yeah, you try it sometimes if you haven't ever.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is their beta process has gotten so good that this version of the OS has been really beat up by a ton of developers and a ton of beta testers out there
since July.
So they knew there was going to be a big change, and luckily it's pretty baked. Most of the time I like to wait till the 0.01 version of things before I upgrade, but I got through into the deep end of the pool and it was okay. The water was fine.
Yeah.
So what you going to do?
And you know, but then I think they're actually in beta for the 0.01 release. So it'll be out soon before you know it.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
So let me tell you the other thing I did happened to me. Of course, I've been traveling all over the place. Again, I probably talked to previous podcasts about my loop within South Carolina, which kind of goes between the C place and the A place and another C place and an O place. So I'm not here a lot. And I never have been the guy who does a lot of yard work, unfortunately. So I've always had, the high school kid or somebody, and pay him a few dollars to do my lawn. So I've been doing that for a while, and my latest connection, what do you know, graduated high school and went to college, and now I got to find somebody. So I've been tempted by some of these new lawn apps that have come out, and I have one that I think I'm going to give a pretty good thumbs up for, with some caveats, but still, I think if you're in the situation I am, and you're like, well, look, I can't keep trying to find the latest, kid who needs $50 to go cut my yard. Maybe I need to do something that's actually recordable. And in some cases, you might be doing this from afar for your loved one, and you're trying to take care of their yard. So I'm lucky enough to have somebody who's a professional at, who's a neighbor, who takes care of my mom's yard. We're doing the same thing for my father-in-law. But this app seemed pretty cool. And what it's called, Lawn Starter. And you probably have gotten email messages about it if you've ever done a search on lawn care. And if you're in the area we're in, the cookies will point you to them and they'll start texting you. And, you know, I looked at them and said, you know, why would I want to do that? Well, there's a lot of good reasons why you want to do that. First of all, they have a deal for most places where they'll cut your yard for $19, less than $20. Now, couple of caveats. If you haven't cut your yard in a month and a half, then they're going to charge you more because it's harder to do big yards like that. And if you're the kind of person who has never cut your yard well, and you have some areas that need to be taken care of in the back that you haven't done in a while, they're going to charge you for that too. But if you're the kind of guy I was, where I just had my yard cut recently, and I'm just looking to see how the service is, it's a great way to get into it. I was really impressed by the way they onboarded me. I literally signed up for it. I got a call from somebody who talked me through about my yard, like 30 minutes talking about my yard, what I needed done, how I needed it done, and how often I wanted it done. They do something with satellite and Google Maps where they actually estimate your size of your lawn.
That is
so they look at your lawn and say, that lawn's going to cost you $40, $50, $100.
That is so smart.
I can choose to then do it every 2 weeks or do it every month. They charge you that price. There is also services. Of course, what they're doing is they're trying to onboard you in. So they'll cut your yard, but now if you want to do mulch, if you want to do tree removal, if you want to do other things, they offer pricing for that. So I knew that was happening to me, and I'm okay with it. The other cool thing about it is that they have an app, and their app is called Lawn Starter. You can download it on Google or Apple. When you download it, it puts yourself in it, gives you ability for you to see what was going to happen to your lawn, who's going to do it. So what they do is they do local contractors in the area and say, hey, we have lawns to cut. If you sign up on our service and I assume pay some kind of membership fee, you can pick a lawn and say, this is my lawn now. So they were actually matching lawns with local people. So there's a local guy cutting my yard. It's not somebody from Lawn Starter doing it. So when they get there, you have conversations with them beforehand. They come on the site. They don't really need to talk to you, but you can. And then you can give them more instruction. You can also do it in the app. And then once you get done, you give them a rating, and based on your rating. So it's kind of like an Uber of lawn care.
I was going to say, yeah, it's kind of like
something like that. So I'm really happy with it because I get to know who's coming up. My lawn has never been cut better.
Well.
And, you know, I now look, the neighbors are looking at me like, what are you doing? So I'm talking to them a little bit. There are referral fees on it. So if you refer somebody to it, you can get a lawn cut for that. Mm-hmm. But really is very cool about it. They thought about things like this. So, of course, we're getting ready to go into fall, you know, this first of autumn. Just, I think, happened today or yesterday, depending on when you listen to it. You know, eventually you don't have to cut your yard and stuff. Not in December. They have an automatic, hey, you can pause this until spring feature.
Cool.
So I'm thinking I found my answer.
It sounds like you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that now here's the pros and cons, because I'm starting new and I don't want to tell you. They do use contractors, so your performance could vary, and you can trade out contract. You can say, hey, this one didn't work, and you can trade it out. They have a wide variety of services like mowing, fertilization, and aeration. They will charge you extra for that, but they're reasonable from what I can see. They're transparent about pricing up front, which I think is very good. They're able to schedule and reschedule. So at one time I said, no, I don't need it done, and I could skip a week. And so they would allow me to do that. They give you notifications on when people are coming. They're really good about it. Most companies now are pretty good about telling you when they're coming and when they're going. And then they have access to other professionals. So if you want to do something else, like do I need to write grass in my stuff, they give you access to that. Now, you and I both are from a university that knows that there are some free services out there that do a lot of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. So my word of caution is don't assume that there's the best option, because maybe you can do something better at the local, you know, extension office. But yeah, I'm really impressed by it, Barry. So I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Bobby, man, that's a great service. And honestly, I wish I'd have known about that a year or so ago. My dad loves to cut his lawn. Well, he kind of loves to it. I think he actually loves to complain about the fact that he's cut his lawn, but you know, that's how it goes. But when you try to get somebody to do it for him, he really, well, I'm not so sure. They're going to make a mess out of it. That's what he'll say. But I honestly think that might be a really good service for him, especially when at times when, you know, he might have a hurt muscle or a hurt back or something and he can't get to it. And then maybe, and that'll usually happen about the time that I can't get to it. And before you know it, it's super long and it's a problem, but I think I'm going to try it too with him just to kind of give him a break on some stuff and honestly give me a break on some stuff. So,
hey, we'll see. Hey, I'll refer you.
Yeah,
how about
thank
that?
You. That'd be so fantastic, actually.
You can see it. So I know we'll talk to you about that and you try it out. I mean, if you don't like it, you can always discontinue it. So nothing wrong with that.
I bet you if a listener contacted you, you would probably refer them too, wouldn't you?
I might do that. If you used our mail, I might do that. That might be a cool thing to do.
You just never know. But that's fantastic. And I could see more services going that way, you know, to do that kind of thing. How do they deal with weather? By the way, like if they're scheduled to be pouring down rain or something like that.
So I'll give you an experience with it. So one of the local guy, apparently he was better to do it on a Monday than on a Tuesday when I picked it. He called me up and said, hey, can I do this to Monday? Because it's better for me. I save money because I'm in the area. I said, sure. And having that conversation, I have talked to at least two people about things I wanted done or things I wanted them not to do. Mm-hmm. And they responded really well. So I'm assuming if there was weather issues. And they give you a span. So they say it's like Tuesday or Wednesday. So if it's raining on Tuesday, they wait the next day. Maybe they wait the next week if the grass is too wet or something like that. So gotcha. I've been very impressed by the response.
Cool. Cool. Well, I'm definitely going to look into that. I know my dad could use it and my aunt has trouble keeping somebody who can do it at her place all the time too. So that very well may be a good solution for a lot of people I know.
I was a little skeptical at first. I thought, well, what are you getting yourself into? But no, they came back. Now, they're a little chatty on their SMS. The once I got into the system, they were coming at me going, hey, you know, we got a $19 deal. You want to do it? You want to do it? You sure you want to do it? You know, and there was a point where I went, okay, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time, it was pretty good. And I was really impressed by that initial onboarding. That was really cool. But I'll tell you something else I came close to doing, and I got some information on, and you and I probably will geek a little bit on this. It's like going into the Best Buy and looking at the big 90-inch television set.
Go ahead.
The e-mowers. The e-mowers are out there.
Yeah.
The ones that are unattended, that you can just say, mow my cut my grass.
Roomba for grass.
Yes. You know, robot grass cutters. I did look into them a little bit, and so I almost went that way. Now, here's the point. They're still expensive.
Yeah.
But if you're the kind of person that does your yard regularly, you know that you can't really get away with doing a yard of any size that's not $50 a cut. Sometimes you do bigger yards are even bigger than that. So if you're in a situation where your yard's huge and simple or your yard's medium and simple, these e-cutters are getting better and better. So like there's a top daddy of them all, which is like the MoMotion stuff that's out there and, you know, that costs you $2,400. I'm not really talking about that. But there is a Husqvarna one that's like $700 going into $600. And as you can start to do the math on that, if you cut your grass twice a month for 6 months, you're really paying about almost $1,000 on yard care. Maybe certainly $500. So we're starting to get in a point where some of these things might be actual. Now, if you've got a difficult yard, if you've got horses and, you know, 42 acres, forget this. This ain't nothing for you. And if it's really, really tiny and you're paying, you know, $20 or $25 a cut, it's going to take a lot to get to these things. But if you're in a place I am, half acre, quarter acre, full acre, simple yard, the simple backyard, just a square cut, I came close to picking this. And so I dropped some hints on some of these e-mowers. Some of them are outrageous. That's okay. Some of them are not. And so, you know, think about that too.
Some of them are just flat outrageous. Huh? Yep. Yeah. I was looking through the
MoMotion one is $2,400.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do a lot of cutting.
I see a Segway in there for about $1,300, Eufy for about $1,000,
Green well, the Husqvarna is 600.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. It's kind of like one of those things. It would be nice to be able to just try out, you know, could you try one out for a little while without having to full on buy it.
And these things are at Home Depot and Lowe's and I think even Best Buy. So you can get them in other places, but you know, some of them are still pretty high, but that Husqvarna one, I looked at really hard. I thought,
For all the traveling you do, you know, I would think even with the Husqvarna one, you still got to, if it doesn't bag, I'm sure, or so you go at some point in time, you're going to have a lot of thatch and you're going to have to get that up anyway.
Exactly.
By the time you take the time to do that, you know, was it worth it? Did you could have just got somebody to come do it for you? So,
and the guy at Lawn Starter is bagging mine for 50.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, so you have to compare this stuff. But if you have to start thinking about this, especially if you have multiple sites, if you're dealing with loved ones, one of these choices may be your option.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, that's some great advice. And I was thinking, it seems like I heard an ad in the last week or two for something similar for house cleaning. I can't remember the name of it, but I got the same kind of vibes out of it, that it was going to be something that they farm out to different people. I mean, again, that may be a little bit further, you know, because you're actually letting people in the house.
In your house.
I think the thing that kind of is the check and balance on a lot of these services is the whole rating aspect, you know, that where you can go and you can see that this person's got great ratings, you know, they've got a lot of likes, and I'm sure that it goes both ways. You know, the people who work in your house will rate you too. I'm sure if it's kind of like Uber, you know, having your own personal star rating is just as important as the person that you're getting in the car with. So, you know, that's a nice check and balance on a lot of these services. So yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. And you know, things like caretaking services, which we've talked about in the past, you have to have things in balance. So I feel more comfortable. I have a great caretaking situation with my mom and I trust her, but that trust is also verified by the cameras I got in there.
Yeah.
I can tell where she comes and goes. I can tell what, you know, the interactions that are happening with my mom. And so that helps me get confidence. As you know, the old proverb that says, you know, good fences make good neighbors.
100%.
A good camera system makes a good caretaking option.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Wow. Well, that's all good news. Good info. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what else I got.
I didn't think I was going to be the lawn care guy on our tech podcast, but hey, I have to come that today.
Turns out you are. Last thing I've got today is I'm actually at a tech conference right now. I'm in Las Vegas and I'm here to learn more about artificial intelligence for the enterprise, and specifically vibe coding, which is a thing where you treat AI as a partner in writing code. But what made me think about this today was that I was watching they were talking about redeveloping how you do software development and how you work with teams and how you get teams motivated on these kinds of things. And there was a line that popped up that made me think about our podcast. And it was, the line was saying, you know, when you're working with some of these new folks, you sometimes you can get into this kind of behavior in a group where they start what these people called admiring problems. And it was, you know, you'll have a challenge and you'll come together and it'll be like, well, you know, we can't do that because we tried that one time and it didn't work. Or, you know, well, you know, you really got to think about this because that's not going to work and this and that. And I've noticed it made me laugh is the admiring problems problem. Is that, and what they said was, it's like, no, you got to cut that off because you need to stop the admiring problems and start the trying to find a way to get to yes and get the problem solved. And I have noticed that with dealing with at least one of my loved ones, that whenever a change comes up or a needed course of action, I see a lot of problem admiring and not a lot of wanting to get to yes. And the problem admiring might be, well, you know, I may not be able to do that because, you know, they only do this, this, and this, and I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do what I need them to do. And I'm like, well, what about we just call them and ask them? Well, I don't know if I should. No, what if we just call them and ask them? Because if they can, maybe they can do that sooner than worrying about whether or not they're, what they're going to say to you. And that just really struck home with me today. Is like, we got to get past the admiring the problems and really talk about trying to find solutions.
That actually makes sense for not just coding, but actually for lots of problems. I can see the behavior really becoming kind of a reaction to people who have been in situations where they try some things, maybe couldn't get figure it out, and then decide to, and then giving up on it. So yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it just gave up and not. I'm knowing already that thinking things of a couple times
when I've done that. So yeah,
me too. I have, and this was a good wake up call for me. Is like, yeah, just complaining about the potential that it might not work is not a good course of action.
It doesn't solve the problem.
Now, no, let's go find out if it's not going to work.
Talked about this before, that when you're in a situation where you lose control, sometimes the only way you have control is to complain about it.
Right.
So you have to think about that someday, but that doesn't mean you don't solve the problem. That means you recognize it as a defense mechanism, not just by your loved ones, but actually by caretakers too, that you need to move away from that. That's not positive thinking, but it's so easy to fall into.
Oh, it really is. It's a corollary of something that Ted Lasso said on the Ted Lasso show. Don't freak out before you find out.
Yeah, there you go.
And that one right there is a good corollary for it. But yeah, that's just my interesting thought of the day around all this. And I thought, how could an AI conference inspire you to think about how you're doing caregiving? And this is one of them. So that's really bizarre how things kind of roll together when you want them to. I guess it's just noticing things, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's what I've got for today. You got anything else?
I think this is pretty good. If you like what we just did, then, you know, how about writing us a review, maybe giving us a like, do that notifications tab if you're on YouTube, help us grow the community. So I think this is this is the kind of conversation that helps you get through problems. It ain't complaining. It's resolving.
It's resolving. And we appreciate you. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care,
y'all. Sounds good.